I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's a great scene in Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator where his Hitler-inspired character, Hinkle, is being shown the regime's latest military invention.
Hail, Hinkle, Your Excellency. Actions speak louder than words. A bulletproof uniform.
And 100% perfect.
Shoot.
Far from perfect.
Yeah, far from perfect. But as inventors have long known, you make a mistake and you retool, you tweak. Failure is good, and that's the basic idea behind an exhibit at Dublin's Trinity College. The show is called Fail Better, and Michael John Gorman is a curator. So it's basically the idea behind, if at first you don't succeed, then try again. Was that the starting point?
Yes, very much so, Marco. So Fail Better was inspired by the importance of failure in creativity and invention, you know, from Thomas Edison's light bulbs to Facebook's Fail Hard.
So two inventions that stand out for me in this show, one about the Mars Climate Orbiter and another one about a device to help mother elephants give birth. Let's start with the Mars Climate Orbiter story. What happened there?
So the Mars Climate Orbiter was a major $125 million project, and it unfortunately never made it to where it was meant to make it in Mars because the different teams involved, there was European teams and US teams, they confused the measurement system. Some people were using the metric system and some were using the imperial measurement system. So the whole thing just blew up 170 kilometers from the surface of Mars.
Wow. Now, you actually have an example of what you claim is the world's worst invention. This doesn't really sound like human error. This is that elephant birthing contraption I was talking about. Tell us about it and who came up with that.
It's called the Blonsky device. It was invented by an American couple called the Blonskys, and they went to the zoo and they saw a female elephant that was about to give birth. And the female elephant was rotating slowly. And the zookeeper told them that this was something that all elephants do, not correct, in fact, and that it facilitated the birthing process. So then they had the wonderful idea that if elephants can do this, why not humans? So they come up with this invention in 1965, and the invention whirls the expectant mother around extremely quickly with the idea that the centrifugal force will assist in the delivery of the baby. Fortunately, this was never actually built and used, and we've rebuilt it for the first time from the patent drawings, so it's actually on display at the Science Gallery in Trinity College Dublin now.
You know, there's the mantra, if you forget the past, you're bound to repeat it. I mean, we see examples all the time where that is ignored in terms of history, and yet the idea of failing in areas like innovation and what you've seen in your exhibit is catching on, and people see value in failure. How do you get policymakers to pick up the baton of learning from past mistakes?
One of the messages of this exhibition is that failure is not always good. It can come at great economic cost, great social cost. And one of the problems with policy level failures is that they haven't been informed by a process of prototyping so that, you know, when they fail, the consequences can be really significant. But I suppose the question we want to ask is how can we introduce a process which is innately familiar to designers and inventors, to policymaking, where things can be really properly prototyped before they become national level policy.
Michael John Gorman, he's the curator of Fail Better. The show is at the Science Gallery at Trinity College in Dublin. Michael, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.